It's time for Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott, a show with life-giving conversations that matter. And now, your host, Carrie Abbott.
It's hard for me to believe that it's been 14 years since the 9/11 attacks. And yet it's been 14 years. Here we are. And on the anniversary of 9/11, I just want to say to all of you who remember that, who are impacted by that, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families in particular of the victims who were in the World Trade Center at the Pentagon and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, those brave people who stopped the terrorists in that airplane that probably they believe was headed possibly for the White House. We don't know. That story unfolded. But I want to invite you into that memory just for a moment. I actually have a dear friend in studio, Maria Lancaster, who's with Embryo Adoptions of Cedar Park, and we're going to talk about the positive news of life. But it really does make sense, Maria, for us to sit back and think about the tragedy of life taken in a terrorist attack like that. And it helps those of us who are pro-life, and I want to define that for you if you're new listening to this show. Pro-life means that you are for life, that you are pro-life from conception to natural end, beginning to end. We believe it's a mystery. We believe God's in charge. But when somebody else chooses to take life at any stage, it offends our soul. It's not just about a political issue. Let's take it out of the politics, bring it back to the morality and the ethics and the humanity and the dignity of life. That's why, Maria, what you do with embryo adoptions is so fascinating to people. But here you and I sit. We both have been involved in the pro-life movement for a long time. We value life at every level. So first of all, welcome to the studio,
Thank
Maria.
You.
It's always great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
But it is appropriate for us to ponder to the depths of our soul what happened 14 years ago and to remind people that there is an enemy, not just the terrorists who embody the evil, but there is evil behind the evil, ladies and gentlemen. And his name is Satan, and he has been after image bearers of our king since the beginning, hasn't he, Maria?
It's so true. It was such a devastating day. I remember I just cried for weeks because I knew it changed everything.
It really does. And you, people often think, oh, how can evil exist? Well, evil exists daily. We just don't see its face daily. And so as painful as that is, it is a reminder that we need to be praying for people. And, you know, the Bible tells us, don't be afraid of the one who can take out your body, hurt you physically. Be concerned about the one who decides where your soul goes, lives on forever. We're made for eternity. I encourage you on this day. It's another great day for us to remember that life is short and that we should be valuing life and really loving those closest to us, but making sure that we have taken care of the spiritual transaction for our own soul and for those closest to us. That's what's in the forefront of my mind. And I'm sure, Maria, and also for Mark, our producer, we care deeply about the life issue, those of us who work in ministry, and that's not lost on us today. So again, our thoughts and prayers with the families. And there are different celebrations going on around the country celebrating the lives, but also memorial services near the different locations where this has taken place. I love this, that in Ohio State House, they're displaying 3,000 flags representing the lives lost in an arrangement designed to represent the sites of the attack. And I appreciate that so much. There's also in conjunction with this, a parade honoring the three Sacramento area friends who tackled a heavily armed gunman on a Paris-bound high-speed train last month. And we've been hearing a lot about them in the news. I think it's our way of saying thank you for stopping yet another horrible attack. And we immediately see them as heroes. I appreciate that the president and Michelle Obama went out of the White House today at 8:46 a.m. when the first plane hit the North Tower to observe a moment of silence. I think that's a very proper, appropriate way for all of us to engage that yearly. And again, to remember, we need to value life. So God's blessing on all of you. And I want to throw in this one other thought before we talk about some of the really fun stories happening in the world of embryo adoptions. If you've never heard one of these stories before, you're going to be surprised at what God is doing in the lives of so many people in engaging them in adopting frozen embryos that are, by the way, real life, in case you wondered. Queen Elizabeth this week, she passed a milestone. So I just want a shout out to a life well lived. Is the queen, the 89-year-old monarch, will surpass her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, who ruled for 63 years and 216 days. I'm a fan of history, a fan of English history, partially because it's intriguing. Some of the stories are sad and scary, but here we are living in the time when this has happened. And Queen Elizabeth is an amazing queen, And she has a valuable history to her country, but also to the rest of the world and the Commonwealth. So that happened this week. We want to just give her honor where honor is due. Right, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
absolutely.
Maybe you and I will be in ministry till we're 89. I'm hoping.
I hope so.
I'd either go home or be in ministry. That's my feeling. Take me to heaven or let me really do some business here while I'm here. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll follow in the Queen's footsteps for the King himself, the King of the universe. So, Miss Maria, tell us some things going on with embryo adoptions.
Well, it is just so much fun to see how God works things out. And each case is so individual and so intricate on how he works out the details. But we have this really special case, and I invited the mom to come on with me today, but she had a appointment with the pediatrician. But this couple adopted through our program, and they were matched with a wonderful family that the donor mom looked very much like the adopting mom.
Which is so often the case when you are matching these families. I'm always shocked at the resemblance that there is.
Yes, we really work on that because it really is a kind of a fun part of it, actually. Mm. So the long story short is that one embryo was transferred to this beautiful mom. And she had a positive pregnancy test. Everything was good. She went to her ultrasound to find out she was pregnant with twins.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So explain that.
Well, the automatic assumption was that the embryo split and twinned, which has happened. But there was two sacs, so that meant that didn't happen. So then the only other logical, physical thing that could happen was that she actually conceived on her own the same cycle that the embryo was transferred.
Oh, my.
And it is like a complete miracle. And the doctors are just like, they've never seen anything like it because this couple was completely infertile for over 4 years.
Wow.
And actually had adopted a born son previous to the embryo adoption because they had reached a dead end,
right,
you know, trying to achieve a pregnancy on their own. So,
oh my goodness.
The doctors have really acknowledged that this is a true miracle.
Okay, that the latest story, that is just amazing. We've heard many stories on this show, and one of the things I love about Souls on Ice, which is the book you've written, sharing a lot of the stories of infertile couples really challenged to be able to have a biological child, their journey in choosing to adopt a frozen embryo and have that embryo implanted in the mother for her to go through the full pregnancy with that child and deliver. And the stories are, they're just always make me cry. This one, my mouth is dropped. I don't even know what to say. So what did the family say to you when they found out? Because I know you journey along with
Yes.
each of these couples.
Well, at first, you know, they weren't quite sure what happened because, you know, it was so shocking. Mm-hmm. I think everyone was trying to figure it out, like what could have possibly mm-hmm. happened. But after further investigation, that's the only plausible way this could have occurred. And the really funny thing was that, you know, the father really wanted to have twins. And they were saying, well, let's put them both in because they had two embryos and let's have twins. And I suggested, I go, well, why don't you just take them one at a time, you know?
And explain why you suggested that, because not all of these are viable, right? Not all of these transfers actually.
Well, not every embryo survives a thaw, and not every embryo, you know, creates a pregnancy. Some of them are transferred and they just don't attach and mm-hmm. they just don't continue to grow. And mm-hmm. that's part of nature,
the
actually.
Mystery of life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But putting in one embryo at a time actually has almost the same live birth rate for a singleton as putting in two, which causes, you know, to think, well, I wonder, you know,
interesting.
Why does it work like that?
Right.
So anyway, even the doctors that I work with really feel now the trend is that single embryo transfers are really desired.
Okay.
But sometimes the embryos are frozen two to a straw. So then when you thaw them out, you have no option to put in only one because you've thawed two automatically because
okay.
they're both it frozen in the same vial.
Wow. Mm-hmm. we're talking about just a regular everyday occurrence, because on this show it's become a little bit commonplace for us to talk about the mystery of embryo mm-hmm. adoption. But if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Maria Lancaster with Embryo Adoptions of Cedar Park. And this is something that is truly miraculous that we can understand now through science and this divine intervention years ago, going back years, even in Maria's own story, that these frozen embryos through fertility treatments and other decisions couples made, which we won't address the ethics of that. That's not our job here. The reality is there are hundreds of thousands of frozen embryos who are real people, real lives, waiting to be thawed and taken through this pregnancy process. And this is what embryo adoption is representing. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about this amazing, miraculous twins that happened at the same time in this latest story from Embryo Adoptions at Cedar Park. We'll be right back. Any way you slice it, pie is an American favorite. And one more reason you'll want to come to Legacy's fall dinner event on October 15th. Snohomish Pie Company's handmade pies will be our featured dessert. Snohomish Pie Company started in downtown Snohomish in 1996 and has been baking delicious pies from scratch ever since. And they recently expanded to a second location in Mount Lake Terrace. In addition to their wide variety of high-quality pies served by the slice or whole, like appleberry crunch, chocolate pecan, cherry and cream, their bakery sells a selection of cookies, sandwiches, and soups. Snohomish Pie Company owners Ryan and Jenny Breen place a high value on supporting their local communities, and we are thrilled to have them as a sponsor business. Treat yourself today. Visit Snohomish Pie Company in Snohomish or Mount Lake Terrace. For more information, go to SnohomishPieCo.com. That's SnohomishPieCo.com.
Do you know someone struggling with infertility or considering adoption? Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park is located here, but is a nationwide embryo donation and adoption service that is dedicated to bringing families together for life. Hear from Embryo Adoption of Cedar Park's co-founder, Maria Lancaster, as she explains some differences between fertility treatments and embryo adoption.
The good news is that embryo adoption is very affordable compared to IVF, and you get to give birth to your own baby.
Maria understands this process as she realized her long-awaited dream, to have her own child when she and her husband adopted an embryo, experienced pregnancy and delivery, and now her precious daughter, Alicia, is 11 years old. Maria's passion is to help match up other families in this miraculous adoption process. For more information, go to adoptembryos.org or call 206-391-4255. 206-391-5042.
Join Carrie Abbott and her honored guests for an evening of vision and inspiration at the annual Legacy Dinner event, October 15th at the beautiful Glendale Country Club in Bellevue. As you know, the Legacy Institute is a leader in offering a biblical blueprint for male and female relationships through resources, events, and radio ministry here on KCIS and sister station Spirit 105.3 FM. While some in the culture are heading in the wrong direction on relationships and sexuality, the Legacy Institute is staying on track and on mission with a clear and positive vision for the future that will be shared with you at this elegant dinner event. Please join Carrie, her guests, and other supporters and be among the first to hear some good news on these issues. You will be inspired as Carrie shares Legacy's biblical solution to the problems in our culture. Make your reservations today by calling 425-485-5346. That's 425-485-5346 or online at thelegacyinstitute.com. That's thelegacyinstitute.com.
And now back to more Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott.
In addition to those wonderful things you just heard about, the event, we have a contest going on to guess the guest. We have a lot of surprise guests that are going to be at this event. We're unraveling them week by week. Maria was in week one, and we're giving clues. If you go to thelegacyinstitute.com right now, and you listen to the show, but go to thelegacyinstitute.com, hit the events page, go down to the button that says Guess the Guest and see if you can win the prize. We have amazing prizes. Last week, we had 10 tickets to opening day at the races and all kinds of stuff coming. We have more surprise guests from our radio show, national and international guests and local guests. So please don't take this lightly. This is a great perk to getting to go to the event. You want to sign up soon, though. Seats are going, and we only have limited space at the Country Club in Bellevue. It's going to be a very fun night. We also have some special live auction items that are just fantastic. We usually don't do an auction, but we're throwing in a live auction for some really special items. So please keep that in mind. And since we're doing business here, Maria Lancaster, who's in studio with me, we're talking about one of the most amazing embryo stories we've heard. And Maria, you're going to be there, and you actually want to let people know about your book, Souls on Ice. You're going to give three of them away.
Yes. So if anybody would like a copy of Souls on Ice, I'll give away the first three callers, and just call 206-391-5042 and leave me your name and address, and I'll send it out to you today.
This is the most touching book. You will cry through it, and you want to give it to somebody possibly who's really not sure what to do in their process of infertility, which happens on a pretty regular basis now. In the culture we live in, pregnancy's not a guarantee. Life's not a guarantee. It is a mystery. And Maria, the story you were telling us about the woman and her husband who decided to do embryo adoption, mm-hmm. and the transfer took, the thawing of the embryo took, and everything went fine, mm-hmm. and then she discovered she's pregnant with twins.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who just tuned in, what the result of that was. Was it the embryo adoption baby implantation, or was something else?
Well, when embryos can twin after mm-hmm. you transfer them. So the first thought was the embryo split, and now these are going to be identical twins. But apparently, they can't be in, they're in separate sacs, mm-hmm. which means they came from their own embryo, because the embryo makes the placenta.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we were, trying to mentally figure out, well, how did this occur? And really the only way it could have was naturally occurring. So the mom ovulated and she got pregnant, and the embryo traveled down the fallopian tube and arrived in the uterus the same day, and very close to the same time
wow.
as when the embryo was inserted by the doctor.
Wow.
And
I wish you could see Maria's face. Her eyes are wide open sharing this story.
I'm still shocked
about
it.
You are stunned, I can tell.
Well, the doctors are just jaw-dropped over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it when the mystery of life elevates itself to the mm-hmm. transcendent, the things that we yeah. think that we can control. Life is from God. Never, please mm-hmm. never forget that. That's why when we do think about a 9/11, which we are remembering that today, we're incensed when somebody takes hold of life and determines they will decide when somebody should die. And we have to have the 10,000-foot view is, when you value life at all ages and all stages, you want God to be in charge of that. That's why we are pro-life. We believe it is mm-hmm. God's business. This is absolutely amazing. What did the, and you said the dad actually in the beginning wanted twins.
Yes, they wanted twins, and I'm always advocating, why don't you just start with one at a time, because,
right.
Twins aren't always the experience people are looking for,
yes.
Because the reality there, it's fun to talk about yeah. them until
yes.
you have to
it's
do diapers,
yes.
it's a big deal. So the interesting thing is, and the mom reminded me of this, they were really in a hurry to do this transfer, and I believe it was in December. So we kind of had to rush through some paperwork in order to make it all happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, okay, well, December, January, really, but they were pretty insistent. No, it has to be this month. So we got the paperwork all organized so that it could be legally done and everything. And she reminded me the other day that had they not done it then, she would have been on birth control pills and she would have not been able to, she would have not conceived naturally.
Mm.
So
wow.
the fact that, she knew and instinctively by God that mm-hmm. that was her timing,
mm.
then the result.
Isn't that something?
Yes, that kind of just gave me goosebumps actually, because it's just so how God works.
Yes.
He. And people's know in their gut.
If they pay attention to
it. If they pay attention.
There's so many times that we don't. How's the family doing now? The babies have been born.
Babies are born, and they went home yesterday.
You're just getting the cutting edge news here today. We would have brought them in studio, but hey, it's a little early. We'll get them in here soon so you can see. I'm just amazed. Every time, I'm always amazed when a new baby comes into the world. I'm amazed at the mystery of that. But through an embryo adoption, it is a different journey. It's a different story. For the person who's new to this idea, somebody who's just leaning in and saying, what are you talking about? Give us that 1-minute description of how embryo adoptions work.
Well, my husband and I were infertile. We heard Dr. Dobson on the radio talking about embryo adoption.
Years ago.
And we thought, wow, this is it. And a family who had remaining embryos from fertility treatments donated their embryos to us. And the embryos were shipped FedEx from North Carolina to my doctor's office in Bellevue. They were thawed, transferred to my womb, and my daughter turned 12 on Saturday.
Again, wow. You know, that idea, again, that means, though, that you have to have a belief that life begins at conception. For those who say it does not, I invite you to understand the miracle of embryo adoption. Mm-hmm. Because we're all made of cells, people. This is really, we go back to that. That is our beginning. But a new life exists when God breathes and gives life. That's how this works. So to value it, even to the place where we have frozen embryos, there is such dignity to that. You now see in the news couples fighting over embryos. You hear about it where they were together, they had these treatments, or they saved their frozen embryos, and now they're going to court. So obviously, they know that life begins there. But the family who donates an embryo, maybe you have somebody listening right now who says, I have been so torn up, not knowing what to do. We cannot further our family, our health issues, or whatever it is. Tell this person how this works legally, because this is a very large process that you have made simple, even though it's profound.
Well, we actually have a website for donor families, donateembryos.org.
All right.
And people can go there. There's lots of good information. But basically, we have a little bit of paperwork. We get some information. And then we present a family that could be a possible match. And nothing legal takes place until they actually look at a portfolio and say, yes, this is the family.
So it's an official adoption, in other words?
Actually, legally, in this state, embryos are considered property. So it's a transfer of property.
Wow.
But we handle it on a social level exactly like traditional adoption, and the adopting families have a home study just like adopting a born child.
Isn't that something? And you've had families, we've had them on the show, where they've met and they are friends, and they agreed to do this because they felt so good about giving their frozen embryos a chance to live in a family setting like that. You have somebody right now who is pregnant with embryos that were frozen for 19 years, you told me on the break. Mm-hmm. 19 years in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And the pregnancy is viable.
Yeah, she's about 5 months pregnant now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's truly a miracle. And even the doctors, you know, are a little amazed about the 19
years. They're a lot
amazed. I think the longest an embryo has ever been frozen and survived to produce a child is 22 years. And I know 19 years is really up there. So it'll be amongst a handful of babies ever born.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and right now with the Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park, the work that you're doing, and it really is ministry. This is really bringing families together, giving life value and dignity from all ages and all stages. You have 14 family stories going right now, don't you, that are pregnant?
Yeah, and it's so much fun because each one is like really unique, like the fun one we just talked about.
Yes.
Or the 19 years in the freezer. Well, each case has like a ton of interesting, intricate things to talk about. And it's all about how God weaves it together. It's amazing.
You're not Jewish, but you're like a Jewish Yenta. Only, you know, you're bringing families together with your little black book. And I'll tell you, I wish you could see Maria. I know many of you have met her in the local area. She travels nationally to do this. And you've heard her own amazing stories about how Mike Huckabee got involved with what she's doing. And she's in one of his videos, and how President George Bush brought her and her husband and Alicia out to the White House for a special announcement he was making. And just beautiful, beautiful stories that continue. But your passion for life is really what drives you, isn't it?
You know, I'll tell you what, when you go to the hospital and you walk in the room and see the look on the people's face who are holding their newborn, who struggled for 13 years to have a child,
right?
And what they say to you with their eyes and their face in that moment is so transcending, because words cannot describe it.
Mm.
And that is what drives me.
That is the paycheck we want.
Because the value cannot be described.
No.
It's so beautiful and beyond price, beyond anything.
Yes.
It's everything they ever wanted.
Amazing. And that is, it's an emotional response to a beautiful story. I'll tell you something. Where can people go? Right now, I know somebody's listening who knows somebody who's been struggling with infertility. I know you don't want to get in other people's business. Even family members, we tread carefully, and we should, when it comes to their how their family is being formed and the journey and the struggle and the vulnerability of infertility. We want to always tend to that very carefully. But letting them know that there is a place they could go and just check out carefully, and they'll see the stories. They can read the book Souls on Ice. I hope you make that phone call to Maria and get the first of the three copies. But where can they go to get information on just the whole process?
Our website is really simple and straightforward. It's adoptembryos.org, or even the for donors, donateembryos.org. And all my contact information is on there. And I'm happy to have conference calls with husbands and the whole whatever it takes.
And your information is, of course, kept private. The story is always protected. We only talk about the stories that we've been given permission to talk about. I know some people have their own personalities when it comes to this process, but ultimately, this is about valuing life. What a beautiful way to remember those who've lost life on 9/11 today, to say that all life is in God's hands. We believe that he knows what to do in the hearts and minds of each of those individuals who suffer because of 9/11. But what a great way for us to value life and give dignity to life by really promoting and talking about these new little lives in the embryo adoption. Maria Lancaster, thank you so much
for
dropping into
me.
The studio. It's always fun to have you, my friend. And everybody else, listen, you make sure to go to the website and also sign up for our event. Go to thelegacyinstitute.com, reserve your seat or your table right now, and go ahead and guess this week's guest. You've got a prize waiting for you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott. This program is a ministry of the Legacy Institute and is listener-supported. Please donate today to keep this program on the air. To contact the Legacy Institute, write to P.O. Box 82746, Kenmore, Washington, 98028. The phone number is 425-485-5346 and online at thelegacyinstitute.com or carrieabbott.com.